Hi guys, I'm here again. I'm Yara. Sorry last week ما قدرت نزل البودكاست. Not إنه حسيت إنه كلكم ناطريني وهيك بس إنه لا بس إنه in my head everyone was waiting for me. So I couldn't because I did my tooth surgery. I didn't know إنه a simple tooth could do something to a whole human being as big as myself. بطحت بالتخت على جمعة مش قادرة أكل مش قادرة أعمل شيء. So it's really really tough on me. Mentally and physically. So I couldn't post a podcast. But here I am. I wanted to post 2 episodes this week, but I'm not sure if I'm going to do that. I have a lot to talk about, as you guys know. And this is my first episode. And I'm excited. I'm super, super excited because here we go on this beautiful journey for us talking about things. So today I wanted to talk about something that's really important to me. I don't want this podcast or my podcast to seem as only a feminist thing because I realized قدين احنا منحط label على اساس خصوصا على المرأة ما منحط labels على الرجال فما بدك انا to put another label على حالي انه already انا عندي 200,000 label على حالي مش انا بس society قررت حتى الليبل انه ايه هي هيك وهيك وهيك هلا بلكن شو هن بس so ما كان بدي أعمل another label on my podcast. I want it to be just a podcast about everything, literally about everything that can cross your mind or mine. And yeah, so this is what it's going to be about. But since I am a woman, وأنا مرة وأنا لبنانية ومرة لبنانية فلازم أول شيء تتعرف علي كمرة تتعرف علي كشو المرة لبنانية بتقضي بس you have to know what a Lebanese woman goes through in order to understand my points of view for the future so later on when I'll be talking about things you have to know where it is coming from and ما عندي مهرب من هيدا الموضوع إلا ما بلش لكم ب what it feels like to be a woman in the Middle East and especially in Lebanon and especially now with everything that's going on the revolution and all of that. So I wanted to tell you, وكان عبالي دوي على كتير قصص على كتير مواضيع وأولون أذين احنا منحب نحط labels على المرة على كل شيء. If she's a good mom, she's a great mom, my mom pool. If she's a mom at home, she's a soccer mom. If she's a strict mom, she's a tough mom, she's a strong woman. ما في إنه strong men يعني هو عنده عضلات بس ما في رجال يلي بيكون مثلا مؤسس حاله مخلص جامعة ومخلص مدرسة بجامعة وعنده شغل أو his own company ما بيقولوا عنه he's a strong man he's just a man إنه إيه it's normal for a man يخلص مدرسة وجامعة ويكون عنده a company بس if a woman finishes a school and university and has her own company she's a strong woman because why? Because we're so used to the idea that society defined women as weak. So if a woman has her own company or defies all odds by having her own degree or being confident and independent, then she's strong. So why do we always have to label women? نحن الجنس الوحيد بالعالم يلي عنده مسبات فيها تأذيه لإله بس. نحن عنا مسبات بس لإلنا. Horse, slut, cunt. قصص بس لأنه ما فيكم تقولوها للرجال. Even if you say it, it won't be English, like, grammatically correct. So what I was saying is, you know, I realized قدين احنا منحط title pressure على المرة. And it's so bad because نربى نحنا فاكرين نحنا we're only one thing. So you're just a feminist. You're eccentric. So if a girl posts a picture on Instagram بالمايو, she's eccentric. She's provocative. But if a man posts a picture بالمايو, he's not provocative. He's just a man. عادي روا. ما حدا بيسأله شيء. ما حدا بيقول له شيء. No one questions why he did that. He can be a businessman and post a picture in his swimming suit. No one ever questions why he did that. But let's say I'm a businesswoman and I post a picture بالمايو. Everyone will question my credibility. Everyone will question how serious I am. Everyone will question if I'm a good businesswoman. Everyone will question everything about me. Everyone will say, why did she do that? Why is she eccentric? Why is she provocative? So how is it that women, or at least people that are like me, يلي ما عندهم هول الباوندريز براسهم، انه انا وقت انزل صوره لحالي مثلا بالمايو افتراضا، ولا مره بفكر بانه I'm asking for it or I want affection or attention. That's the least thing I want in my life. I have friends that I adore and love that give me affection. I have friends that give me affection. I have people that I love that give me attention. I don't need any of these things. I'm not asking for anything. When I post a picture of myself, it's because I'm loving who I am, because I'm enjoying the woman that I am. But I'm not asking for anything. I don't want anyone. I don't want anyone to want me. The people that I want me, and that's enough for me. So why is it if a man does the exact same thing I do, he's not labeled into anything? He's not asking for it. He's not provocative. He's not any of the above. But yet, if I do one thing, which is as simple as posting a picture on my account, everyone has the right to judge me. Everyone has the right to tell me how I should look. Do you realize how many times people comment on girls' pictures asking them, you should smile more. You shouldn't wear that. That color doesn't suit you. You shouldn't do that to your hair. You shouldn't put that much makeup. Makeup is not good. You're beautiful without makeup. Everyone بتحسوا العالم كأنه قررت إنه إلها حق تدخل بشؤون المرأة بحيلا شيء، بحيلا تفاصيل من حياتها. إذا خينا جوزها كلهم بيصيروا يقولوا لها لأ بدك تحترمي بيتك وما تخربي بيتك. كل العالم بيصير كأنه إلها حق تدخل على حياتها للمرأة. لاحظوا كل ما مرة تمرق بشي صعب كل العالم، كل عائلتها، أخواتها، أمها، أصحابها، كلهم فجأة بيصيروا برو وبيفهموا بكل شيء، إنه لا ليش هيك عم تعملي؟ إيه أوكي خينك مثلا، ليش بدك تتركي؟ لا بدك تعرفي شو؟ بدك تعرفي تتحملي وبدك تقدري. You have to learn to cater a man's ego. You have to learn إنه هيدا هو الرجال، هيك الرجال. بدك تتعلمي إذا ما حتفهم من هلا عبكير إنه هيدا هو الرجال، حتضلك كل حياتك لحالك. بتعرفوا كم مرة أنا سامعة هالجملة؟ بتعرفوا كم مرة أنا سامعة إنه حدا عم بيقول لي إنه إذا ما فهمتي لحديد هلا إنه الرجال هو هيك وإنه حيضلوا هيك، وإذا ما تعلمتي كيف تتصرفي مع الرجال وقت يكون هيك معك، رح تضلك لحالك كل حياتك. So what does that say to women? It's telling them settle or else you're gonna die alone. Literally, women live in fear of being alone. This is why we chase men, because we're scared of being abandoned all the time. Because we've been taught that if you're not understanding, إذا أنت ما بتتفهم الرجال، إذا أنت ما بتفهم إنه هو هيك ورح يضل هيك كل حياته، أنت ما حتكون ولا ما في ولا رجال على الكرة الأرضية رح يجي على حياتك ويكون غير هيك. فعلى هو خانك وحيوان واللي بدك اياه وراح وبيحكي مع نسوان ونسوانجه واللي بدك اياه، بس على القليله باي منيح، بس على القليله هو بيأمن لك قصص، بس على القليله هو ما فيك تقولي اخ بيكون حدك. Why do we have to settle? Why is it that, and this is the problem of women by the way, هول النسوان هيك بيقولوا مش الرجال. الرجال ما بيقولوا هيك، بالعكس انا وقت اقعد مع رجال بيقولوا لي انه ايه هيدا هيك مشان نحن كلنا هيك. هيك الرجال بيحكوا. This is what men say, because that's true. Not all men are exactly the same. But let's say 90% of men are. Why? Because women do that to them. Because mothers mother them too much. إنه إيه أنت رجال، أنت هيك لازم تكون، وما علي يا حبيبي روح عمول هيك. أنت شو؟ You're forgiven to do that. You can do that. But a woman cannot do that. So we're born as women. We're born already. أنت خلقتي. أمك وعائلتك والعالم كله عم بتقلك إنه رجال له حقوق أنت ما عندك إياها. So automatically you start chasing men. You start chasing that feeling of إنه fuck I don't want to be alone. I don't want to be abandoned. I don't want to die alone. So you grow in fear of التعنسة أو إنه ما حدا حيتجوزها. So your only goal in life you grow thinking the only thing you want to have is a family. So you don't grow having ambitions in life. Why? Because you grow having this need or this fear of not ending up alone. And this is horrible. This is horrible what we do to the younger girls. And so when you grow older and you become at least my age in the 20s or even in the early teens, يعني, you start to realize, and okay, ليه هو إلو حق يعمل أساس أنا ما إلي حق أعملها؟ What the hell? لا مش معقول. بتصير تجربة طلبة بحقك. Suddenly, we go back to the labels. You're a feminist. سوري بس الرجل وقت يدافع عن حقه ليه ما بيقولوا له مانست؟ You're a manist. ليش نحن there has to be a word for defending our rights, feminism? Why is it? No, I'm not a feminist. I'm a fucking human being asking for my right as a woman. Does that define me as a title? Am I supposed to be in another box? I'm already confined in the 700,000 box in my life as a woman just. So if you want to know my boxes, I'm eccentric, according to society, of course. I'm eccentric. I am strong, confident, independent. I am, of course, these things can be said to men, but very rarely do you say that about a man. Because man, as if he's born independent and confident and all of these things. But women learn to be that. As if we are not, it's not in our genes to be confident. As if it's not in our genes to be independent and being strong and being will-powered. You know what I mean? So why is it? Why is it when I'm asking for my right as a woman, I'm supposed to be a crazy-ass feminist? And yes, feminists, oh my God, they're so angry all the time. Yes, we're angry. Yes, we're angry. Women are angry, not feminists. It's not me. It's just the difference is that I وعيت على حالي وعلى أنه I cannot take this anymore. وعيت. Life has been unfair to me because I was a woman. بركي في ناس وين life hasn't been unfair to them. Maybe that's why they're not feminist in between quotations. Because they're happy in their submissive way of life. And so do them. But once they have a taste of their independent lifestyle, once they know what it feels like to have a voice, then they will be angry, yes. Because if you look around you, you can see how unfair things are. ليش أنا بدي انسب؟ ليش أنا بدي انسب لأني بنت عم بعمل زيت الشي الشاب عم بيعمله؟ ليش أنا بدي انسب وما حينسب؟ ليش هو إذا راح ظهر مع ثلاثة علي لأن أنا ما عملت له شيء؟ أنا ما بكون عملت له شيء بيروح بيظهر علي مع ثلاث بنات or whatever. هو ما بينقل له شيء بس أنا إذا ضربني وخبطني وإزاني he wasn't treating me right وإجا حدا على حياتي وحسسني بكل شيء هذا الإنسان اللي عم بيضربني ويخبطني ويخونني وحسسني ليه أنا إذا رحت لعند هيداك الإنسان ليش أنا بنسمى a whore a slut all of these things وأنا I have the right to do that. I am as human as this guy in front of me hitting me. I have the exact same needs. I have the exact same will. I have the exact same want. He wants to be loved. I want to be loved. He wants to be wanted. I want to be wanted. There's this thing, there's stigma about women. Women have to be more understanding. No, no. We just are more understanding because society told us if we're not, we're gonna die alone. Plot twist, every woman or man listening to me. If you don't chase, you're not going to die alone. If you don't follow the wrong man, you're not going to die alone. If you're not following the wrong woman, even if you're gay, it's the same thing. Same thing. Even if you're gay and if you're a girl, it's the same fucking thing. Don't chase. Don't go around chasing wrong people for you. Just because you're scared of being alone. Being alone is the best thing you can ever go through in your life. Best. Literally. Why? Because you're going to give yourself the things you were giving that wrong person. These things you are giving this asshole who doesn't deserve it, you're going to give them to yourself. And then you're going to learn never to chase anyone again. And you're going to learn that you're not going to end up alone. No one ends up alone. And everyone at the same time dies by themselves in their coffin. I know it's dark and it's morbid and what the hell. But it's true. You're born alone and you're going to die alone. But in this journey, in the middle, you're never alone. Hell, I wish I was alone sometimes. I'm always surrounded by people. Ever since I broke up with my ex, I was so scared of being by myself. I was so scared of being undeserving. I was so scared of being the person who doesn't deserve love. When I broke up with that asshole, I was by myself with my friends and I felt more love in my life than I've ever felt 2 minutes with him. So why is it we keep on being sorry for the things other people do to us? I'm talking about women, yes, because men usually don't go through that. We women, mostly women, are always sorry. We always feel like we're to be blamed. We always feel like everything is our fault. Even if he's the one who's mistaken, he cheated because of me, because I wasn't good enough for him. He cheated because أنا كنت هيم لحالي ما عم بحط ميك اب ما عم بهتم بحالي. He cheated on me because I wouldn't sleep with him. This is why he cheated on. There's always an excuse to why people treat us bad, and the excuse is always that we are not enough. And this is just so wrong in so many aspects. But why is it? It's because of society. Because we look on Instagram and we look at these girls that are perfect. We think they're perfect. They're living the perfect lifestyle. So we think this is them. This is who our man wants to be with. He doesn't want to be with us. Look at us. We have a bun. We have our hair tied up in a bun. We're in our PJs. We haven't showered in 3 days. We think this is what love is. Suddenly, in this new generation, love is all about looks. Love is all about trophy wives. Love is all about who has the hottest girlfriend, hottest boyfriend. That is not true. Love, this now, whether it's now or before, love is about who treats you right. Love is about who treats you right. Love is about who comes to your house whenever you're not okay. Love is about someone who tells you, I'm sorry, whenever you're hurt. Love is about someone who thinks and knows how well you deserve. They'll always look at you and tell you, you'll always deserve better than me, but I'm here and I'm going to try to make it a point to prove you how well you deserve. This is love. Women are, all of us are heartbroken because all of us, and I've noticed that on my Instagram because I read my DMs and I see women always sending me messages telling me, I'm heartbroken. I went through that breakup 2 years ago and I'm still heartbroken. I can't get over it. He still texts me. I still want to be with him, but it's just too toxic. He used to hit me. He used to do that. And women know how shitty it is, but they end up and telling me, I love him. So why is it? Because we are understanding. Because we think, because we are the bigger sex, because we think, لأنه نحن وصغار بيقولوا إيه البنت لازم تظهر مع شاب أكبر منها بست سنين لأنه البنت تفهم أكتر من الشاب. مش مزبوط. مش مزبوط. هي بس المشكلة إنه أنتوا كتير غنشتوا الشباب عنا بلبنان وبالميدل إيست. كتير غنشتون. You cater to their feelings, to their egos. This is why. مش لأنه نحن هملتونا. نحن completely هملتونا. ما حدا يعني ما حدا بيطلع بالبنت لأنه بيفكر البنت بتربي حالها إنه البنت هي بتخلق mature بتخلق مدري شو بس البنت بتتعذب لأنه ما بتقطع بكتير phases of her life she skips them because she has to be mature because no one is actually taking care of her no one is actually if a guy falls or if a guy goes through a breakup the whole family sits next to him if a girl goes through a breakup she's by herself in her room with her friends listening to music or crying herself to sleep she has to go through that pain alone Because it's normal to break up for a woman. But if a guy breaks up, you deserve better. بيصيروا كلهم نعيطوا عليه. عشو بدك فيها؟ وليش بعدك زعلين عليها؟ ومعقول عم تبكي؟ وخلص في 200,000 واحد يروح شوف مدري شو. بس إذا بنت زعلينة, it's normal, حرام. She's heartbroken. And they leave her. They leave her by herself. So I'm here to tell you that all of this is not going to happen anymore. You know why? Because you're going to listen to me. And you're gonna do whatever I tell you to do. Why? Because I'm tired of people being heartbroken. I'm tired of women feeling like they cannot be who they want to be. You can be whoever the fuck you feel like being. I'm not saying that just to sound like poetic or anything, but I promise you I've lived it. I've lived it fully. There's something that I don't like and I want to talk about. Not only about men and women, it's about women and women. Women always feel the need to fight other women. Women always see other women as competition. Always. Whether it's looks, whether it's career-wise, and this has got to stop. This has got to stop. Men always tell us, إنه إيه النسوين بين بعض بحلشوا بعض. مش مزبوط. كل أصحابي أنا البنات. صار لي أصحاب معهم بلكي 20 سنة و 15 سنة و 16 سنة ولا مرة حلشنا بعض. وفيري اللي منتخينا. Very rarely. So the stigma about women being one another and being jealous, it is very wrong. Why? Because there are actually, it's true, because some women out there that are around us care more about men looking at them than them looking at themselves. How? So you know that girlfriend that you always have, that best friend or whatever acquaintance, that whenever she's with you, she's super cool, super fun. You really love her and super funny and super natural. Whenever she's around a man, she changes. She becomes another person because this is how she thinks she's supposed to be in order to be liked. And so you look at her and you're like, you're so much more likable when you're with me as a friend than when you and me are around a man. You become this fake person that no one can handle. Like, literally, I cannot handle you. I don't even think you're cute. So why is it? So these women are the women that would fight a bitch to be with another man. And this is so wrong. And how can you fix it? So I noticed that honesty is the best policy. So you sit down that friend and you sit down these women that you know are around you. And you tell them that they are just perfect the way they are. They do not need to change. And that the more they're going to look and search for men, men's validation of being cute, pretty, or whatever, the more they're going to lose friends. And this is very important because you cannot, whether you're gay, or even if you like other women, you can never put a relationship first and friendship second. A friendship has always to be first because friends put you in front of a mirror and tell you what the fuck is wrong with you. So my point is, women need to stop the need of validation from outside. Women need to be validated from themselves, by themselves, to themselves. Women need to stop to search validation on Instagram and Facebook. Funny I'm saying that, and I have an account on Instagram and posting pictures and all of that. I know it's nice to be liked, and I know it's nice for people to comment, oh my God, you're so pretty, life goals or whatever. But this cannot be the basis of your confidence. You can never be confident like that. This is not the reason why you're confident. You should feel confident whether you're in your bed, haven't showered in 3 days, still look at yourself and be like, damn, you're hot. You're good. Confidence comes from yourself. And how does it come is when you are disconnected from other people. You have to love people for who they are. Yes, understanding them, sure, you should be understanding, but you should never invite people over to your comfort zone if they're hurting you. So if someone breaks your heart, you should be understanding, you forgive them, but you let them go. Forgiving is not, there's this misconception in women that forgiving means you forgive them and you let them back in. Because yes, I understood. Oh yes, now I understand why you're like that. Now I understand why you did this. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't understand before. So I forgive you, come back into my life. This is just another invitation to be fucked up again. Because people, yes, everyone has baggages. But you have to pick the baggage that fits you the most. Some people's baggages are not for you to carry. You are not everyone's mother. You are not. Our parents always tell us, with the need to be a mother, so they give us Barbies. I don't know if you fucking noticed that us girls are the only species in this world that have toys that don't do shit. That don't do shit. I had a Barbie when I was young. And I was saying that last time, and I mean it. Our toys didn't do shit when we were young. أنا تعبولتك إن دشية هيدا بيبي مدري شو شو اسمها هيدا هيدا حطوا لها كوش وبنشربها ببرون وطلع فيها أنا I don't want to be a fucking mother. I look like this doll. I'm as a baby as this doll is. I want the same affection I'm giving to this doll. So why the fuck are you putting it in between my hands? I don't want it. I don't understand. And boys have these toys, Legos and Game Boys and شو اسمهم هولي في تويز هولي بيكونوا تراكس بعدين بيصيروا انسان بعدين بتتحول لمدري شو بتعمل اصوات وبيحكي اذا بتكبس له هيك بيحكي وبينط انا literally كان عندي باربيز وبراتس وتياب لبسهم اياها it just taught me to look pretty and shut up. None of my toys used to talk. I don't know if I was poor or my dads couldn't find them, but I'm pretty sure all of us had that because all my friends also had that. None of my toys taught me something. The only thing they taught me is that we should be pretty. We should look good because men are visual. We should do as men said because it's a man. This is a man's world. I grew up, somehow all of these things did not get to me. And I don't think it's a man's world. I really don't. Men had the upper power for so long. All our lives, literally, ever since humanity began, Men had power. And look at us today. Look at how shitty the world is going. Look. Please look around you. Look how fucked up things are. So don't you think you should give women power now? Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's the only logical explanation that women should be in power so that things don't go out of hand anymore? I don't understand. It is so fucked up. Like, even when men, like, if a married couple decided to have kids, and if both work, it is understandable, and by everyone, it's like, خلص إنه تحصيل حاصل إنه المرة بدها تترك شغلها وتقعد بالبيت وتقعد مع الأولاد. وإذا المرة ما بتترك شغلها تتقعد مع الأولاد، إف شو بلا قلب، كيف فيها؟ كيف فيها تترك أولادها؟ كيف فيها تترك كلمة شغلها؟ حرام هالولاد عم يربوا لحالهم، مين بيطبخ لهم؟ What the hell? How? Women are ambitious as well. We want to go places. We want to be people. We want to become something in our life. I don't understand how in the Middle East we got stuck in that wave of that women should always be submissive. وفيت بمشاكل الله مع عالم, by the way. كل الشباب يلي بتفكرون كتير open-minded وإيه وكتير cool وكانية واس ومدري شو هو للهبل, عادوا معهم 5 دقايق وفتحوا حديث معهم. إيه فتحوا حديث معهم. I'm talking to all my women now. Open a conversation with them. Ask them about what you think a woman is. This is the simplest question. What do you think is the job of a woman in a relationship? You'll be angry as hell. I was watching a movie yesterday called Funny Girl. I watched it when I was younger, and I watched it yesterday. The difference of the meeting, the difference of what I felt. So when I was younger, so let me just give you a little teaser about what the movie is. I'm going to tell you how the ending goes. So this movie talks about an artistic person, an actress, which is Barbara Streisand, who falls in love with a gambling man, someone who gambles with all his money. بيضلوا مسافر, بيضلوا يروحوا يجي, ما ادري شو بتنغرم فيه. Anyway, to cut things short, بينغرموا ببعض, بيتجوزوا, مع انه هو ما كان بده يتجوز لانه هو he likes to be free. Anyway, بيتجوزوا, بيجيبوا بنت, بيرهن بيته فبيغيروا بيت. وهي كل شيء Barbara Streisand was very cool, very عادي, very ما ادري شو, very forgiving, very understanding, etc., etc., etc. A perfect housewife, يعني a perfect wife. And but at the same time, she had her job. كانت تروح على المسرح every day وتشتغل. She had this, everyone knew about her. Everyone loved her. Everyone adored her. And she was a boss-ass workaholic woman, right? So she was very strong. And slowly this man, her husband, اللي هو عمر الشريف, ببطل شغله يمشي. His gambling job بطل يزبط, بصير he's losing and losing more and more money, لدرجة إنه بصير on the news, all over the news, everyone's talking about it, failing, losing money, losing أراضي, all of that. وهي on the other hand, كل العالم عم تحكي عنها قديه she's the light of the life of مدري شو, you should watch her plays just for her, she's one of the best top actresses, etc. So Omar al-Sharif decides to leave her. He decides to leave her. Why? Because, and I quote in the movie, and this movie was, I think, in the early 80s done, 70s, I'm not sure, but it's a really old movie. So he tells her that, I don't think I can buy you something you can't buy yourself, so I don't want to be with you. كأنه وجوده بطل له معنى بحياته لأنه هي قدرة تكون بلي. And she told him, I love you. How is that relevant? And so he told her, there is nothing I can buy you can't buy yourself, so I want to leave. And so he leaves her for that. Imagine yourself being in a relationship that's like that. If you are okay being with a relationship that's like that, if you are that okay with being under a man's financial quo, then go ahead and be my girl. But trust me, one day you're going to want to leave and you're not going to be able to. So when I watched it when I was younger, I was fine with it because I thought, oh my God, they love one another and how could he leave her? And I was so oblivious to the hidden meaning behind it. Yesterday when I watched it, غليت, I lit up a cigarette and I just sat and I was like so angry, so angry. And I know that this still happens to this day. And I've seen it happen 1,000 times. men, some men, I'm not saying all men, but نحنا بالميدل إيست أكترون, they don't like their women to work or overwork or be the more successful person in the relationship. If you're with a man that's like that, you shouldn't be with him. Understand that, because this is someone that's going to hinder you. This is someone who's going to be an obstacle in your life. Because you're so much greater than just being a girlfriend, a wife. You're just a blogger, an influencer, just one thing. You can be a billion things. People always tell me, "Ano yara, ano, yes, tamlik kthir asas, podcast, وبتمثلي, وInstagram, وInfluencer, you DJ, woo, woo, woo." Itlon, so what? So am I supposed to be just one thing? I don't understand it. What's that stigma about me being just one thing? And which leads women to go to therapy, to go talk for hours and hours with her girlfriends asking that how lost she is. Women are lost most of the time. And this is why we have that much insight. This is why we're that deep. This is why we go crazy over the little stuff, because we overthink everything. Because we're always confined into being one thing and then we're lost. What the hell is it? What the hell is that one thing? We leave school and university or whatever. We leave school thinking, what the hell do I want to do? It has to be one thing, direct thing. I have to think smart. I have to earn my own money. And at the same time, we have so much pressure of being just one single thing that we get lost. What is it? I like to be classy. What am I going to wear? I like to be classy. I like to be grungy at the same time. Sometimes I like to be in sweat. But what is my style? What are you? What is your style? This is something that everyone, whenever they want to sign a deal with me, when it's on an Instagram contract or a brand wants to sign with me, what are you? What is your persona? Or what is your personality? What do you convey to people? What's your style? What do you like? What am I? I don't know. I'm so many things. You don't ask that to men. What is your style? What do you like? What kind of brand do you wear? Those questions you don't ask a man. So why are you asking me? I don't know why. I'm a billion things. I don't know. Sometimes I like to be crazy. Sometimes I like to be chilling. Sometimes I like to party. Sometimes I don't like to party. I'm a billion things put together. And that's the problem. No one cares. People ask us questions about ourselves, but no one deeply cares about us. No one listens. This is why we go and pay shitload of money for therapy. Although a man just has to go and sleep around and sit with his friends or whatever, and he'll be fine. The society is his therapy. He doesn't walk around with a billion things to be pressured about. Not as much as us. الرجال بيقولوا لنا انه ايه نحن عنا نفكر بالبيت وعنا نفكر بالولاد وعنا نفكر بالشغل ونطلع مصاري ونكون مدري شو مدري شو. ايه اكيد هذا شيء صعب. بس نحن كمان عنا إياهم كلهم هول وفوقهم عنا أنه شو بدنا نلبس وكيف بدنا بده يكون منظرنا. وإذا أنا منظري بشع أنت حتتعود علي وحتكرهني. وإذا أنا I don't satisfy وما بطبخ لك وأنا مني أم منيحة وأنا مني مرة منيحة وأنا مني مرتك وما لازم يكون مرتك وأنت ما لازم تتجوزني لأنا ما بعرف نظف ما بعرف. There's this immense pressure on women that allows us, we have to go to therapy to fix it. Men's therapy is society. Men has literally nothing to do other than talk and everyone listens. No matter if he's not, even if he's not educated, even if he's nothing, if he's saying something, it's more credible than a woman. If I come in here and I tell you something I'm 100,000% sure about, 1,000% sure about, you're going to go on Google and check facts. But if a man sits and comes and tells you, and it's something that comes so unconsciously, it's not something that we're all conscious about, because that's something we all do. So yesterday I was talking to my friend and she was telling me about someone she was dating, right? She was dating this guy. And so she was telling me about his ex, all right? So she was telling me about his ex. So she was dating this guy, his ex, lahidan guy. She was telling me, and she's crazy. And he was telling me how crazy she is and how sick she is. And she used to literally go crazy over the littlest thing. And she used to make fights and be jealous all the time. وما كنت خليت تتنفس وما أدري شو. وهلا she's fine. هلا مصاحبة واحد and they're very cool وما أدري شو. I paused and I'm like, do you think it's her or do you think it's him? Like honestly, you really think just because a guy says a girl is crazy, We don't try to ask the right question. What did you do to make her crazy? You're telling me she's crazy. Just because you are telling me, because you're a guy, because guys usually don't go crazy as the stigma says. Because society thinks guys don't go crazy. Girls have hormones. Well, guess what? Men have hormones too, and it's testosterone. Same shit. So just because we're women and we have hormones and we have our periods once a month, that means we're crazy. But they're not crazy? Well, let me tell you this. Men are fucking insane. Men are fucking insane. Their egos drive them crazier than us. We don't have egos. Well, we have egos, but not as high as them, built on literally nothing. Our egos are built on actually material, not materialistic, but our egos are built on important things. Men's egos are built on nothing. Nothing. He can literally be broke and have and be jobless and be a complete dropout and zero ambitions and literally jobless and still have a fucking high ego, thinking he deserves the world and that the world owes him something. So let me ask you this. The next time your friend comes and tells you, my boyfriend's ex is crazy. She's literally insane. She did this and this and that. And she's like, oh my God, she's so fucking jealous. And she'd go crazy all over it. And until today, like whenever we meet her or we run into her, like she looks at him or whatever. I'm going to leave you with this. Think about what your man did to make this girl crazy. Go talk to her. Go sit with her for 2 seconds and try to understand what the fuck it is. Because guess what? Whatever he did to her, he might as well do to you. Trust me. So girls are not crazy by definition. We are not. Trust me, I'm not. Well, I'm crazy, yes, but not in the same sense. So just don't assume girls are insane just because you fucked her up and did so many wrong shit to her. Yes, she's going to go crazy. I really hope you enjoyed this first episode. I'm still learning how to do this, but I'm super excited and I'm still dabbling through so many subjects that I'll be hopefully going into more details with you and having other people on my podcast show, which I'm excited about as well. And I love you so much. I'm sorry for last week for not being there, but my fucking tooth, man, is not... So until today, it's not healed and I'm still in pain and I'm having fever and hot flashes and all of that. But yeah. I'm so happy that I'm having this platform to talk and to share with you everything that I want to share. Makes me happy. I love you and thank you so much for your messages. They warmed my heart, truly. Bye.